You guys ready to launch the next great wave of our Pathfinders Enterprise here?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. I know a lot of people are traveling tonight. It's great to have you all with us tonight. Love you all and appreciate you. And I'm just going to run a couple things past you here. Then we will get right into it and right off. It will not take a huge amount of time tonight. If anybody on the live side has any questions, please chat them in during the WebEx blog. I honestly, in all the years I've been in NECAN, I've never felt more complete in the sense of what we're doing than I am right now. This was something that Paige and I really wanted to do. In fact, Pathfinders began built around accountability. And the market has moved over the last few years, and we wanted a smarter, faster, meaningful, where it was accountability, but it wasn't reciting stuff. And when Jeff Isom came, kind of a last little piece of the puzzle fell into place. So I'm going to give you guys a quick overview. Well, you guys on the live side, if something doesn't make sense, will you guys shout it out? If you guys are out in the WebEx land, have a question, please do. But what do you say we officially kick this off? As I told you guys last week, one of the biggest challenges to the business is feeling connected and plugged in wherever you are, as well as, you know, when you have a job, it's easy to know what your task is because you go to the job every Monday, you see it, you touch it. Because of that, it's easy to stay focused because you're there. One of the challenging things about working for yourself is without that structure, you can lose days or weeks or months and never get anything done. The other thing that can happen is you can get active but not necessarily be productive. And that's something to watch for. The third thing is when you have an organization and you get 2 people, 5 people, 10 people, it becomes harder and harder to work with all of them and visually to track what they're doing, to keep them involved, and you lose a lot of people power that way. And those are some of the challenges. Anybody on the live side, are you guys kind of in agreement with those basic principles, that those are some of the challenges to working for yourself?
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do, I spent a lot of time talking to Jeff about this, and based on our own experience, was have a way to build some community, to give some accountability without having it being a checklist, because guys, I don't like doing checklists. I don't like having 87,000 goals to where instead of being inspiring, they're almost energy zapping. I didn't want to set up an accountability call where people felt like they were failing when they came to the call if they didn't hit a goal, even though there needs to be an accountability on the call. So what we finally have is, I believe, the smartest team building tool we've ever had. When you look at what NECAN's done, when you look at the PAC strategy that NECAN has, and let me just say this, you guys are not going to want to miss the NECAN kickoff call tomorrow night. Even at our preview tomorrow night in Santa Clara here in Austin, we're going to need to put on a speakerphone. NECAN is releasing a PAC strategy tomorrow night, and I can tell you guys just a little bit about it since it's the 1st of September and it'll be announced tomorrow night. Do you guys know that the environment pack now will be an even 1,000 and the day pack will be an even $500?
Wow. Awesome.
All right. And NECAN is going to be releasing a 2 for the win type program built around the day pack and the environment pack. How exciting is that, everybody? So it's going to be huge. I don't even know what it is yet. They wouldn't share it with us last week, but I know it's coming. There's going to be some big incentives and some big stuff going on to really amp things up. The web page is in place. The NECAN plan's in place. All these things are in place. The last thing we needed was a way to get the water flowing in one direction in a stream or building into a current. So when you sign somebody up, they're able to have some kind of a tool so that they're plugged in and active. Because even when you're listening to these calls, they can tend to be passive, and we wanted it to be active. So what we did, we set up a very simple call structure. I'm going to show that to you here tonight. It doesn't take very long to explain. It's extremely simple, but I'll tell you why what's on it is on it. And it will give you guys a way to not only build yourself, and one of the things to understand about this tool, it's not just about you being on one. It's about having it to offer to the people coming on in your team. The other thing is a lot of you guys are strong personalities out there. That's why you're attracted to a home business. Folks, I tell you, everybody from Tiger Woods to Michael Jordan to Larry Bird to Bill Gates has accountability partners and people they work with to make them better. Bill Gates a few years ago flew out and met with Warren Buffett to learn how to get better. I mean, everybody out there has people around them to help them get better. And when you build your business, if you're getting a certain amount of results, if you don't reach out and get around other people, those results tend to stay because you're not modifying what you're doing. And one of the best things that happens when you're plugged into the community is that besides feeling accountable, you have shared information going back and forth to where you're able to kind of run things past with other people as well as get their encouragement. So it's very, very exciting. We have a very light, fast call structure. I'll show you guys what it is tonight. I'm very, very excited about it. Where you're going to get these forms, if you go to full screen, if you go to the Pathfinders.biz homepage, I'll show you at the end of the call. There's a box there. You'll see the little people with the hands in a circle. That's going to be your team calling setup to where you can download the forms for this. But it is extremely simple, and there it is. I showed it a little bit to you guys last week. But the call itself is about focus, helping all of us focus on what we want and then the mechanism to get it. You're focusing on the key elements to do that. Excellence, shared excellence, leadership, and partnership. Our purpose is to create a team-based, positive, goal-driven Nikan excellence. That's what we're looking for here. The agenda is extremely simple. It's at least one call per week. I'll talk more about that at the end of this. With a team of five or less, the ideal team size is three. The initial team page that I put together for our people were teams of four, so that we could add some strong people in. We're going to kick off our core group with four teams of four, and then we left a spot on each of them that you guys can either add somebody in, or we've got a bunch of other people that we just weren't able to get back to this week that want those slots, and we'll either create new teams or we'll plug them into some existing teams. The length of the teams, figure for this first one, let's go about 90 days, and then you guys can break up and start forming your own team. Obviously, when you sign people up, you're going to be setting up more teams, plugging people into teams, but it's going to be very fast, very exciting, and designed to bring out the best in all of us. A couple things about it. A different person each week is the call leader who basically says, okay, let's go first. You know, Sally, what's your goal for the month? Kind of reads the agenda. That will get everybody on the call used to being an upline as opposed to just being a passive participant in the call. Rotate that. You know, maybe have each team member at the end of the call, if you want to do a 5-minute, what's new in Nikan, what are the Nikan announcements? You guys on the teams have some creativity here where you can assign or do things that your team likes that are not maybe written in stone so that there's some creativity in the on the doggone a call as well. So the other thing is have fun on the calls, be positive and contribute. When you're on the calls, you know, for example, you know, my goal was to do five this week. I only did three. You know, maybe the team will say, well, what caused you to do less? What, you know, what can you do to do more? Don't come on the call with your, well, my goal was five, but my dog died, my cat's sick, my uncle's sick, my neighbor's sick. Spare all that. Just come on the call. You either did the thing or you didn't. And be positive. It's not a place where a lot of times people will come to accountability calls or even team calls, or I'll see somebody like at the Super Saturday last week, somebody came up and the first thing was, I had people coming and this happened and that happened. Just state that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make you money, doesn't make me money. It doesn't matter. Just do the thing. So when you're on the call, your goal is not just to come to the call to get energy. Your goal is to come to the call to give energy to other people. And I want you guys to know that the real secret to prospecting is giving energy so that you can attract people, not looking for energy so that other people always have to either pump you up or somehow, you know, be your psychologist. And I, you know, you guys all have family members that every time they're around, all they want to talk about is everything wrong, and they're almost vampires. When you come to this call, have an attitude of, I'm here to give to the team. Now, I may be here to find out how I can do things better, or to share my hopes and dreams and to get some feedback, but it's a place where you're there to give and to contribute. Does that make sense, Lifesiders, what I mean by, and I know you guys all get it, but you guys get the intent of that to make it a fast, fun call, not 20 minutes where one person's sharing all their problems. Right?
Right.
You guys get that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's easy enough. And then the way the call basically flows, for example, you come on the call, so, right, everybody, we're super glad everybody's here, and I'm going to show you a conferencing system you can use in a minute, super easy, or a WebEx. Be on the call. If there's a time slot there, be there. I mean, everybody has family emergencies and stuff, But I can't tell you guys how many times I've popped out of stuff to dial into a team call. It's just what you do. But, you know, you get on, let's say there's four of you, you know, Larry, Sally, Mike, and Bob, and say, hey, this is Rick, guys. Great to have you. Let's get our team call going. The call should be crisp, should move right along so it doesn't eat up an hour unless people want to linger on the line and talk and maybe problem solve. But the purpose of the call is to be kind of a quick exercise. So when you come to the call for the first call, it should be real simple. If it's the first Monday of the month or whatever day you want to do it, goals for the month. You know, what do you want to accomplish this month? Just got a really cool call from the Grecos. They want to be, Jeremy and Danielle want to be top recruiters next month. They got the magazine. They want to go out. That's the goal they want to accomplish. You know, whatever you want to do, I want to qualify this month. I want to show the plan 30 times. I want to sponsor three new seniors. I want to do a 21 club. I want to break a new frontline executive or silver. Have some specific goals in there that you want to do this month, you know, that will get your business accelerated and put it down on paper. When you come to the first call, you share that. Second, the call leader or you say, which pillar do you want to work on? You know, this month, Paige and I are going to focus on our body pillar. I've had some pneumonias. You know, I'm always working on the financial pillar. That creates everything else in my life. But this month, we want to work on the body pillar. We both want to lose 5 pounds or whatever, and we're going to do that. My goal for next week to show the plan is I want to show the plan at least 7 times. And then once you're into the call for the first couple weeks, did you meet your plan? My goal was 7. I only showed it 5 times. I did not meet it. Or my goal was 5. I showed it 10. I met it and surpassed it. And, of course, that would be a place you see the open area. People may say, well, gee whiz, how did you beat your plan? Or how did you lose 10 pounds instead of 5 pounds? You know, look for the places on the call where good things are happening and share those things with people. And then at the end of the call, you know, the next person goes through. Just a real simple exercise, for crying out loud, real simple exercise. Just run straight through the conversation, you know, all 3 or 4 of the people. Then at the end, you guys can have an open session where somebody can say, you know, Sally this week is going to tell us how to do a 21 club, or that's the end of our call. There's no wrong way to do it. The basics of the call are really simple. Your goals, your pillar, your plan goal, your plan goal, and did you hit last week? And the reason we do that is because we're going to keep the main thing the main thing. The bottom line, guys, is this. I don't care if you want to do a 21 club or you want to go Royal Diamond. If you're showing people the plan, you're progressively building your network. So we're going to have that basic thing in there as an element every week, but all the rest of the goals can be out there every week to have this thing ready to go and get going. So once again, your goals for the month, what pillars you need to work on, and you guys don't have to do this perfect. You can modify it and go areas on your team that you think you need to go. Be engaged with each other. Get, you know, be in each other's lives. Almost like a small group of church. For those of you that are familiar with that, it's supposed to have the small group feel where you have the big Sunday gathering and then the small group to where you develop the personal relationships and help support each other in the community of faith. Okay, in fact, this is exactly the small group model. Week 2, you know, take a look down at that. When you come back to like the second week of September, how many times will you show the plan? And did you meet your plan last week? Easy. 5 pillars check. You know, how are you doing on your 5 pillars goal for the month? Very simple. And then open for a mastermind team time. Same for week 3. If week 4 is not the last week of the month, meaning there's a 5th week, you just repeat call 3. If week 4 is the end of the month, did you meet your monthly goal? How many times will you show the plan next week? Did you meet it last week? And then easy, open forum team time. And then you simply reverse it. You start back again the next month. What this is going to give you guys is simple. It gets you independently thinking about your goals. It gets you talking about them so they're in front of your mind. It gets you focused on how many times you're showing the plan, which is the core business building activity. It keeps you focused on the 5 pillars of health, which is the goal that we're going to go out and accomplish this weekend. And it surrounds you with community. So let's say, you know, Vivian and T. Martin signed somebody up. Let's say your cousin in Arkansas or whatever. Or you know, Lyle and Sandy signed up a new partner in Maine. Okay? We plug them into what we're doing. If you get them plugged into a call, then immediately they're also working not only with you as their upline, but they're talking with you and other people as well as sharing their goals. What it's going to do is it's going to help you develop a team of people that are not working like your downline anymore. It's going to get them in charge of their own goals because they're articulating them. there's a big difference in me saying to you, if you're my downline, go executive, go show the plan, and you saying to somebody else, this week I'm going to show the plan. The difference in those two things is the difference between ownership of business and being signed up as a permanent helpless downline. Okay? So I want you guys to visualize this. Let's zoom ahead 3 months, 6 months, 5 years. And you're in the business and you're a diamond. And I highly recommend you still be on a call. We're still going to be working a business and doing a call structure. But think if you had 100 people around the country. And think if those people were each plugged into phone calls. And think if each of those people, someone you don't even know, 10 levels deep, was plugged in with a support structure. And then think if you had 10 people each showing the plan 5 times a week. Okay? That'd be 50 plans a week times 4 weeks in a month. How many of you guys in the live chat would be excited if you had 200 people think they need to plan a month and you're down one? Would that fire you guys up?
Yeah.
It'd be huge. The other thing I want to ask you, how much of a difference would it be in your business if you had 10 people who were writing and articulating their goals and being accountable for themselves? And here's the other thing. I don't know about you guys, but when I was in high school or school, when other people came to me and asked me to do math, I learned more about how to teach it or more about how to do it when I was teaching it than when I was doing it myself. Have you guys ever noticed that you get more proficient when you're teaching or when you're up front? And you know, Lonnie and Weta, you guys have been in pastoring and so several other you guys for years. Is there a difference in people when they start to be deacons and leaders and start to take control of their own faith as opposed to sitting in church every Sunday?
It's
a key difference. So what this is going to do, guys, and I want you to remember this, it's not really just about you, although that's the first step. What really ends up happening with this is going to give you a mechanism when you sign people up to where now we finally have a tool where we can literally, this was the piece of the puzzle missing to be able to handle a team of 10,000 people. It's easy. And then, you know, 500 of those people are self-running. And then think what's going to happen if your people get just one person beneath them setting goals. It's huge. And I'll tell you guys, when you talk to people that are in the excellence industry, one of the biggest reasons that people succeed or don't succeed is frankly because they either do or do not set goals. I can't tell you how many people genuinely want a kneecap business out there and genuinely want to be real diamonds. But let's say last month you didn't qualify and then okay, now it's September 1st. You know, I'm going to go to the preview this Tuesday and, you know, I'm going to go to October convention. But have you guys ever noticed that if you're not writing down stuff and don't have a goal to go out and accomplish something, what will happen is you'll have the identical business every month for the next 3 months. You ever notice how it doesn't change? Being focused on what you want to happen will. Guys, trust me on this. Just writing down that you want to go out and show it 5 times and that you're expecting that you're going to be silver, gold, platinum, that you're expecting to qualify this month, that you're expecting to have new partners in your business, look, I promise every single one of you, it will absolutely, unequivocally, permanently change your business when you start to write this stuff down. And remember part two, if you really want the secrets of this business, when you have a team of people writing things down independently, it's a game changer. So that's the basics of this call outline. Now, what I would recommend all of you guys do is extremely simple. If you guys go to free conference call HD, and I'm going to send that out to you guys in just a second. I'm going to send this out to everybody. It's called, so let me type it here in the box. It's called free, I'm typing it in, conference call HD. Okay? I'm going to show you guys something here on my desktop. Look how cool this is, you guys. And this just shows a few of the people here. Can you guys all see my screen? Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Look at this. You can go in here. If there's background noise, I can blank it out by muting it. You can see who's on. You can record the call. You can get online. You don't need to be online, but you can actually see who's on, where they're going, how many. You can see there's hundreds of people on this call. You can see all this stuff in here. You can even record it to go back and play your goals at the end of the month. This thing's unbelievable. And guys, it's absolutely free. You guys think that's a pretty useful tool for your dog run business?
Yeah.
So go in there and get a conference line for your team. Get it set up and running. And then let's get your business booming. And literally, guys, all it's going to take is just get the ball rolling with your business tonight. Watch what's going to happen with your group. So just to go over real quick again, get on the call, have a good time, you know, be positive, be excited. It's really all it takes to get things started. And then you get on the call, yes, at the beginning of the month, what do you want to accomplish this month? I think you guys can all figure that out. That's easy enough. Second thing you do is easy as pie. You know, what pillar do you want to work on this month the most? What's your main goal as far as that goes? Okay, cool. Next, how many times next week do you want to show the plan? And did you meet your goal for showing it last week? Easy. When you get to the fourth call of the month, it's just as easy as that was. You just say, you know, did you hit your goal for the month? And the rest of the call is identical. You guys can literally, with four or five people, be on and off this call in a matter of 15 minutes with the guts of it. Or you could work it out and have the call last an hour because you guys are handling team business and actually working together. This is such an open format that you can actually go where your team needs it to go without tying your hands, being tied to just answering bullet points that may or may not affect your call. And the real area I want you guys to spend is really engaging in your goal setting and what you want to accomplish as an organization. I think if you guys spend the time on those things, you'll find that that will accomplish the bulk of your goals as a business. So it's pretty doggone easy stuff to get into going. Does this sound like something that will benefit y'all's businesses as you're listening on Live Matters and everybody else out there? Does this sound pretty simple and straightforward?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Some of you guys have been in accountability calls before. Do you see where we're trying to go with this to not make it just about reciting what's in box number 3, but actually having it being tailor-made to what will work for your business?
Yeah.
That was our real goal, was to have it not just be reciting numbers, but meaningful goal setting. And frankly, we watched the impact of this. You know, what happened when Jeff Eisen was here, it was really a beautiful thing. And I think what you guys are going to see from this is you're going to see not only you having a tool that will help to benefit your business, but your downline will have a very, very powerful tool that now you can actually functionally manage your business without having to knock yourself out. So I could not be more excited about what this is going to do for your group. We have 14 support. I'm going to send those out to the team tomorrow. In terms of that, I wanted to get them out today. We didn't get back. We were out of town with the family this weekend, and I need a couple email addresses, but the teams are going to be absolutely phenomenal as far as those go. So what you guys want to do now is our team basically has the guts of the calling set up, and frankly, what Paige and I are going to do now, this is going to be where we're going to focus our time on our team. For those of you guys that are leaders out there, one of the challenges in the business is knowing where to spend your time. And we're making a Royal Diamond Run. It's something very important to my wife and I. To be quite frank, this is how we're going to know who's serious about the business and who the people we're going to work with are. Because let me ask you the question. If you're running for gold or silver or platinum, do you guys think that it's important to know who really wants the business on your team as opposed to trying to push people that don't want to build? You guys follow what I'm saying? How this gives you that kind of a mechanism?
Right.
Yeah, it really, if you've got someone that won't even take the time to be on a 20-minute call to set goals, then hasn't your question just been answered? It has. So what you get is, and by the way, there's lots of people that maybe it won't be the right fit for to set goals immediately. It's no big deal. Maybe they'll get on later. Demonstrate a little bit of success and have some fun with it. You know, don't let it be a stressor if somebody isn't ready to be on it. I'm not worried about it in the least. But what this is going to do for you and for me and for all of us is give us a mechanism by which we can actually know, okay, these are the people that are building the business with me, and these are the people that maybe we'll build it later. Okay, that's really important to understand. So I'm just about as excited to be with this doggone thing. I actually see for the first time since I can remember a way now that I can track the organization. And frankly, my biggest thing that bothered me was I didn't feel like I had a really efficient way to help people get plugged in and set their goals. And watching people transform when Jeff Eisen was here and have the goals in their hands was such a transformational thing for me that I wanted to make sure that was available for the group. So on a scale from 1 to 10, guys, I think I'm excited about a 50. Just run in there to preconferencecallhd.com, get it set up. Our team will have kind of our, I don't use the word assignments, but our initial teams on there. The way we set the teams up was to get people that have a competing strength in the sense where they're not competing strengths that maybe work with each other, to work with people that perhaps you haven't worked with before, because in this business, one of your biggest goals is going to be you're going to be working with people that are not like different backgrounds, you know, different, you know, life experiences. You can't just work with people that have your identical personality. Your business will never grow. So some of what we wanted to do here was get people working with a different crop of people so that they actually had the ability, you know, to learn how to be a high power upline. And that's what we're up to with this. Pretty easy stuff. Does anybody on the live side or on the WebEx plan have any questions whatsoever about this? Because this is going to be our next big deal, guys. What do you think, guys? Easy?
Yeah. I think it's going to work.
Anybody have anything that stands out as a question? Oh, here's one. Somebody just chatted me. He said there could be other calls, too. Some groups and some people in network marketing very, very successfully actually have, like, a morning call where they get on it with, say, 8 in the morning, and 3 or 4 people will get on that together. They'll set their goals for the day. Some people really, really like that. You can do it every other day. You may get on and say, okay, today I'm going to go out and I'm going to show the plan 4 times today and I'm doing a boost. I mean, there's no wrong way to do it, is what I'm saying. So, yes, you can do more calls than that. That's what I was mentioning a minute ago. If you do want to do more calls than 1 or 2 a week, do whatever your team feels appropriate. You're committed if you're on it to the one call a week. That's the only thing to do it, which, I mean, honestly, guys, think about this. Do you think someone that's even moderately interested in building Geekend that a 20-minute call once a week is a lot to ask? Do you guys feel that's pretty reasonable in terms of business building?
Yeah, it's
not time consuming. And then the other thing is, you know, you could go out and even showing the plan 5 times a week. Because remember, this is about busy people getting us busy. I really don't think that showing the plan even 5 times a week is kind of a minimum level activity. Is a tremendous output level. So this is stuff that's doable for anybody. I didn't want to make an accountability call. It was impossible for people to do. I just got a good one. Would you recommend the cross-line team together? Very much so. In fact, the way that we're doing our initial team, I broke up people that were upline and downline purposely because I think it's to their benefit to not always be working with the same people. I mean, it doesn't matter if you do. Like, I know Christina is already going to do some calls with some of her new teammates up in Dallas. I mean, of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that if that's what you want to do. But I recommend that for example, what I was looking at this, I'll give you a live example. I looked at Randy and Les and Lyle. They're all direct uplines to each other. Or you take a look at Frank and Vicky. They're direct uplines to each other. The purpose of the business is to get some different viewpoints and get some accountability in your business. So I actually, one of the things I did was I wanted to say, okay, listen, let's get people that are in separate groups, partnered up together so that they're not just hearing it from their upline. Has anybody on the call ever noticed that sometimes upline can be like hearing it from mom or dad where you don't hear it the same?
Yeah,
so we actually wanted to split people up, not because the upline, because you're working with the upline every day anyway. I mean, don't forget, you're going to be working with the upline every day anyhow. That doesn't change. All this does is it gives you a mechanism by which instead of me telling someone to go executive, they're going to do it themselves. They're going to have their own goal. So that's a great question, Gary. That's good. Somebody says, Rick, are you going to talk about where to get A? Somebody said that. Molly, I didn't get your whole question there. But yes, go ahead and get the conference system. It's free that I showed you. You don't have to worry about spending anything on that. That won't cost you a plus nickel. Our team, I'm going to send this out an email tomorrow. If you guys want to do a face-to-face WebEx once a week and actually see each other, you are more than welcome to use our team WebEx. You can actually see each other, which I think there's some value there. So choose. Don't feel compelled, because maybe you just want the speed of dialing in. But I want you guys to know that if you do want it, you're more than welcome to do it. Maybe just for a month. You know, do you guys think maybe it would be a value to be face-to-face on, for example, the monthly goal-setting call? Maybe just not every week. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, everybody? Good. And here's one from Rex Olson. Leaders should be doing multiple team calls. Yeah, if you're a silver or gold and you're making a run, maybe you're setting up two or three calls with your group. But remember, this is something important to understand. When you're on that call, you're not up there to loom like an upline, guys. And I know, Rex, you know this. You're on that call not to loom. You're on that call so that your people are independently. For example, if you're a silver and you're on a call with two of your downlines, and one of your downline comes on and says their goal was to go to a 21 club, you know, maybe instead of you getting on and telling them how to do it, maybe let the team or maybe let themselves take the leadership so that they have some ownership in it. Do you guys understand what I mean by if you're an upline on this call, don't loom over your team, let them develop themselves?
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Don't sit there and dominate how to build a business. Don't micromanage your team. Let your people develop their own style points, because I think you're going to find that will really be good. And let your people on your team, even if you're the upline and you find that you're on a call, if you're on a call with your downline, don't you guys think there's power in letting that downline be the call leader, even if you're the upline for that week?
Sure.
Think about it. Yeah, so let them develop those leadership skills. You're going to find that will be such an asset to your business when your people are able to lead their own business. So that's easy stuff, and that's something I think is going to be really good. And yeah, Rex, as you said, is one is for them to set up and develop their own call. For example, if I'm, pick any of you guys on this call, you know, your ideal is to get as many people plugged into the call to your downline as possible. Because remember, your goal here is to have 10 of your people on calls where you're not there so that they're independently running their businesses. Because let me ask you the question, true or false, when your people are setting goals and running their own business, that's your ticket to freedom. Right? You guys all understand that the more your team is independent and empowered, this is really about empowerment. I don't care if you're a senior on this call, guys. You can get on this call with a diamond and say, I'm going to show the plan five times this week or do a 21 club. It's not about your upline. Any of these goals are available for any level consultant. So let it be easy and let it be fun and get on there and do it. And if you're goal setting, it doesn't take a diamond to get on there and micromanage someone in goal setting. Let your team set their own goals. You know, if set goals that feel good about. And you know, as long as you're around that minimum of showing the plan five times, there's no wrong goal to set. There really isn't. Now, if somebody says, I want to be retired in 3 months, and they come back in and say, my goal is to show the plan once next week, you guys understand that maybe on the call you say, well, is that a realistic goal? I mean, there's times when there's going to be different questions to ask as well. So bear that in mind, too, that you want to juxtapose that with giving each other good positive feedback. And if somebody doesn't hit a goal, there may be times when you say, okay, your goal was hit five. You said you want to be retired. You didn't. You know, what's going on? How much you guys do that is really up to you. I don't suggest you do nothing on the calls like that, but make it an environment where you're helping people succeed, not just breaking their chops if they fail. You know what I'm saying? It really is about bringing out the best in each other is what my real goal for this call is that we all bring out the best with each other. And help people really truly own their own doggone business.
Right.
All right? Does that sound good, everybody?
Yeah. Right, yes.
And our team will get the initial team tomorrow. I wanted to have them out today. I've got them drawn up, but I just wasn't able to get to the final part of it, but I will get that tomorrow. I was missing a couple email addresses that we needed to put in there, but I will get that squared away. Most Ricky Ticks, everybody all set up. And then, yeah, that free conference call HD is the best one to use. I've used about 20 conferencing systems. That one to me is absolutely superior to all of them, not even close. That is a fantastic, tool for all of you to use. And I tell you, I've used just about all of them. Next thing I wanted to say pretty quick, and we'll move on. Right now, you know, set up your own organize, if you've got enough for one or two or three people, maybe set up a team. If you're an upline, you got four good people, do it. If you got some crossline friends, do it. Just get your additional teams in place and let's get this rolling. And then second, Christina, did you make it on or are you muted out because you're driving? She's not being a dead spot right now. We were talking about a way to do a really fun preview, and I wanted to share this with you guys because I think you're really going to dig this. Here's a really good idea for your businesses. Go out and at a restaurant, you can get if you got 5 people or 10 people or 50 people, it doesn't matter. Just get a big top at a table so that way you've got room for a lot of people to sit. And then check out this really super cool idea that we're going to be doing. If everybody at the table gets their own copy of the Neatcast plan, you sit down to eat. Instead of having like one person get up and give the preview, everybody else sits there. How cool would it be, guys, to have everybody sitting at a table and you give each person at the table either a small or a big section of the presentation to do of the Neatcast plan, and you go around the table, maybe you do a meet and greet and why you're there, and then you have a few people read little sections of the plan, and then the next thing that you do, maybe you pick out a technology or two that really excites you or a testimonial, and then just have a general conversation on why you're there. Do you guys think it'd be fun to be at a table with 10 defense consultants and everybody sharing why they're there and reading the plan together and then talking about either their experience or what's why they're attending as a prospect? Do you think that's a pretty cool idea?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to rent a room. You don't have to have somebody set up to be the big, heavy speaker. You just sit down, you go over the plan, you share some hopes and dreams, and you let the thing go. So what I would do is I would get a big table, everybody sit around, just like we talked about. Second, like do an introduction, everybody go around and introduce themselves. Third, if there's one person or three consultants, everybody read a little section of the plan in 10 or 15 minutes. Tell a couple really good, powerful, positive testimonials. Maybe ask a couple people what brings them to the preview, if you've got some guests there or when you have some guests there. And then just have a social meet and greet with people chatting with each other. Just make it easy and fun and powerful. And that's something you can do, you know, maybe a couple times a month, and then maybe have a more formal preview once a month so more people get involved at your preview. And I think you guys will find guests when you get them talking are more likely to sign up too than if they're sitting. I'll tell you guys, if prospects are talking, prospects are signing. So look to get them involved as much as possible. And then, you know, of course, maybe do your more formal preview once a month like we've been doing. But I think you find that's a pretty fun thing. In fact, I want to do a version of this tomorrow night at the Austin preview. I think it'll be a really big blast. So go out and give that idea a try this week. It'll be really fun. What I want to do with this is now that we have everything in place and Nico's going to drop the hammer, what do you guys say we get thousands of people all around the country plugged into a positive, powerful goal-setting environment where they can be surrounded by other positive NECAP people? Let's say you're only in the business 3 days. Think of the power of coming on board. Think of the power of them being motivated and inspired. And think of the power of your newest people sitting and all of a sudden making goals and plans, and then you get to hear about it later, about how your new person just went out and decided they're going to do a 21 club, and they have people other than you leveraging to support and help to build their organization. Folks, that is your freedom right there. I'll tell you right now, if you trust me on this, get these set up in place, it will change your life if we unleash the people power of our team. That's exactly what we plan on doing. So is anybody else excited other than me to get this thing kicked off?
I'm excited.
It is good. You guys, I talked to you guys before that are out there. Didn't you guys feel like sometimes when you're at a distance, community is the hardest thing to feel if you're out there by yourself?
It is.
That's tough. So, John, you're on a great team. How excited are you going to be connected in with 3 or 4 other NECAN people who are all building the business that you get to share your hopes and dreams and goals with? The bottom line is you're not alone anymore, period.
That's right.
Not bad, huh?
I'm looking forward to it big time, and let's get started.
It's a game changer, my friend, and I'm very, very excited about it. I really believe when we look back, this will have been one of the biggest things that we've ever implemented for the organization. And it's time to let it fly now. So that's where we are, and I wanted to keep it a little bit shorter tonight. Thanks, guys. So many of you guys are saying nice things. If you want to be a part of a team and you don't have an upline that's a part of one, or you don't have any mechanism to get connected in with one, go to our Pathfinders Facebook page and post if you'd like to be connected into a team. Another real powerful thing that you can do is when you're on the call next Monday night, chat in the box that you would like to be a part of a team. In fact, I will hang on to the phone next week at the end of the call late. We're going to talk about some of the results from this week and what's going on with this. I will hang on the call to help some of you guys get set up on these doggone teams so that we don't leave anybody behind. And if you're on our team and you're on this call because I didn't hear from some of you or some of you were hesitant about whether you wanted to commit, folks, it's not like you're committing here to building the Sistine Chapel. I mean, this is very doable. It's fun. It's a sense of community. And to be quite frank, this is the future of the organization. If you've decided, hey, this is stuff I want to do, I got spots on the teams for you. We'll get a few more people in, but tomorrow we'll send out the first four teams of four, and you guys will be pioneering the next wave of Pathfinders. Fast, focused, people-driven, excellence-driven teams is what we're about to do. I could not be more excited, and I'm so honored and blessed to be working with such wonderful people. So, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or comments before we all beat? Are you guys ready to go?
We're ready to go.
All right, well, look, tomorrow you will all be receiving a magnificent email that are on the team where you can contact each other, get your teams up and running, and let's kick the tires and light the fires and get this thing smoked, guys. What do you say? Let's roll.
That's all right.
All right, guys. Well, it's time to build us a little, be some good Nikan doers, all right? I'm ready to go. I will talk to you all very soon, and let's get this thing screaming, folks. It's time. It's time for the billions, and we're about to do them. All right, everybody?
All right.
Love you much, guys. Catch you. If any of my team has any questions, give me a call, and I will hang on the line here for about 10 minutes if anybody has any questions to answer them as best I know how. So love you. Take care. Get your team set up this month. All of you guys out there, let's get your initial team call set up this month or this week. Don't hit the call next week if you're on our team without having your first call at least done where you had a meet and greet. And on your first call this month, do your team a favor and set your monthly goals so when you come back, you've got that kind of set up and in place so that we can do your initial goal setting for September. That would be a good thing to come back. And if anything, you know, hit that goal for the month so we can get you rolling. All right, everybody?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right, guys. Take care. God bless. And by 2 o'clock tomorrow, you will all have your initial team. And we will have a Royal Diamond mechanism. And may you all have 5, 10, let's say you have a goal to have at least 5 good people going by the end of the month. That would mean 25, 50, 100 D10 plans a month getting shown in your business. I'm pretty sure, everybody, that would probably parlay into a diamond pin. What do you think? Awesome. Well, take care. God bless. And let's diamondify everybody. What do you say, guys? All right, love you all. I'll catch up with you super soon, okay? And if anybody on our team has any questions, call me. I will square you away, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a few minutes. Love you all.
Right.
Oh, Carl, the preview in Austin tomorrow, I just got a text. Is it Trace Amigos Restaurant? That is, if you look it up online, it's the one at 290 and 183. Trace Amigos Restaurant, 7 o'clock. And you guys that are coming tomorrow night to that preview, do you guys want to do that fun go-round preview I was talking about and add a little bit of fun with everybody? Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, we will do it on tomorrow, and I will catch you all very soon. Have a great night, and let's have a giant September, everybody. What do you say?
All right.
Night, guys. God bless.
Good night.